Thus, once the sea beggars captured the port of Brill, other towns all over the Netherlands burst into revolt. The urban elites couldn't control the people, and there were no Spanish troops to put down their unrest. Moreover, in July, the indefatigable Prince of Orange actually managed to mount yet another invasion. He crossed the Rhine and invaded the province of Brabant with 20,000 men. Meanwhile, an army of Huguenots from France crossed the border from the south and headed for the city of Mons. It was really a fairly serious crisis. Alva, who was an experienced military man, did nonetheless manage to keep his nerve. And 5 days after its invasion, the Huguenot army coming up from the south from France was ambushed and completely destroyed by Spanish troops. In August of 1572, as we have seen in a different context, the St. Bartholomew's Day massacre removed the Huguenot threat altogether. Alva recaptured the city of Mons in September and now began mopping up the rebel cities. By the end of the year 1572, the Prince of Orange found himself again in fairly dire straits. He was bottled up in the marshy coasts of Holland and Zeeland, with Spanish troops everywhere, and it seemed really only a matter of time before the Duke of Alva crushed the rebellion for good. And yet he didn't. And I think we have to ask again why, and I would propose at least three reasons which explain the Spanish failure to put down the revolt. In the first place, the Duke of Alva, characteristically, adopted a kind of terror policy to frighten towns into surrender. After the capture of the city of Mechelen in October of 1572, the city of Zutphen in November of 1572, Naarden in December, and Haarlem in July of 1573, the towns were sacked by Spanish troops. At Haarlem, indeed, the entire rebel garrison, despite the fact that they'd capitulated on terms, was massacred by the Spanish troops. They were all put to death. And at Naarden, it was even worse. The inhabitants of the town were massacred, and the entire town itself was razed to the ground. Alva's idea was that by sowing seeds of terror, he could frighten people into surrendering so they would avoid the fate of these other cities. And at first, it has to be said, that terror policy does seem to have succeeded. In late 1572, many towns, frightened towns, capitulated to Alva in order to forestall a massacre. But after the Haarlem massacre, the attitude of the rebels hardened, because the garrison of Haarlem had surrendered, this is July 1573, on the promise of pardon, and having promised them pardon, Alva had then proceeded to massacre them. It was clear, in other words, that nobody could take the Duke of Alva for his word. And after the year 1573, not a single rebel town would surrender to the Spanish without a struggle. Alva, in other words, had bankrupted his own policy, and he was shortly thereafterwards recalled to Spain. A second key reason which explains Spain's failure to put down the revolt is the simple geography of defense. As I mentioned in an earlier lecture, much of Holland was crisscrossed by rivers and dikes and canals. Indeed, a lot of the land of Holland had been reclaimed from the waves and therefore lay below sea level, and the rebels were quite good at turning this to their advantage. On several occasions, indeed, they would actually break dikes in order to flood the surrounding countryside. This would deprive the besiegers of supplies, who'd find themselves caught in the muck. And moreover, and actually somewhat cleverly, it would allow seaborne relief of besieged rebel towns. For example, the town of Alkmaar was relieved in 1573 in this way, and Leiden after a similar fashion in the year 1574. Moreover, the fact of this multiple intersection of the Netherlands by rivers and canals seems like a boring fact of geography, but nonetheless it meant that once the rebels had seized a few critical river crossings, it was very difficult for the royal forces simply to move around the countryside. They would often have to march far inland in order to get around the river delta and then come back into Holland the other way. In other words, it delayed the Spanish countermeasures incredibly. The third and really quite crucial reason for the failure of Alva's policy was the simple cost of paying for the Spanish army. The fact that the war rapidly degenerated into a series of long, and for that reason very expensive, sieges ultimately would overstrain the finances of Spain. Just to give you a few figures to get a sense of the order of magnitude of this problem, by March of 1574, the Spanish army of Flanders numbered something like 86,000 men. That was huge, but it also cost a huge amount of money as well. Indeed, it cost something like 600,000 ducats a month. And 600,000 ducats a month was more than the revenue that Philip II's entire global empire, from Spain to Philippines to Peru, produced. It simply could not be paid for.